From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is calling on the FBI to reveal details of its review of new emails discovered in an investigation of disgraced Congressman Anthony Weiner. Speaking Saturday to supporters in Daytona Beach, Florida, Clinton said it was highly irregular for such a revelation to come out so close to the election, but she said she would not be fazed.
We can't let this election in the last 10 days be about the noise and the distractions. It's got to be about what kind of country we want for ourselves, our children, and our grandchildren.
Scrutiny of Clinton's email practices came back to the fore Friday when FBI Director James Comey told members of Congress that newly discovered emails are pertinent to an inquiry into Clinton's use of a private email server while she was Secretary of State. Comey did not give many details and no indication that the new trove would change the FBI's July decision not to prosecute Clinton for what he called her reckless handling of sensitive email. Meanwhile, Republican Donald Trump told his supporters that Clinton is corrupt and cannot be trusted to be president. Trump said that public corruption is a threat to democracy and erodes people's faith in their government.
Public corruption is a grave and profound threat to a democracy. Government corruption spreads outward like a cancer and infects the operations of government itself.
Trump told the crowds that the FBI's review of Clinton's email practices raises everybody's deepest hope that justice at last can be properly delivered. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Iraqi forces advanced into a town south of Mosul Saturday as an Iraqi Shiite militia joined the offensive by opening up a new front to the west. Iraqi troops approaching Mosul from the south advanced into Shura after a wave of U.S.-led airstrikes and artillery shelling against militant positions inside the town. Commanders said that most Islamic State fighters withdrew earlier in the week and used civilians as human shields. However, they said airstrikes from the U.S. coalition had disrupted the forced march and helped some civilians to escape. Iraqi soldiers and Kurdish forces, known as Peshmerga, are advancing on Mosul from the south, east, and north, capturing villages and disarming Islamic State booby traps. Security officials have told the Associated Press at least 18 people were killed in Yemen on Saturday after a Saudi-led coalition airstrike rained bombs on the western city of Taiz. According to local sources quoted by the Houthi-controlled Sabah news agency, around four air raids targeted three houses in the villages of Al-Sharaf and Butina in the Al-Saul district of Taiz province. Taiz, the cultural center of Yemen, has been torn between coalition-backed forces and the Shiite rebels for the past year and a half. Syrian government forces and their allies launched a counteroffensive Saturday under the cover of airstrikes, trying to regain control of areas they lost to insurgents in the northern city of Aleppo. The government had reported it pushed back a large surge on the south and west of the city, but the rebels and the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights Monitoring Group said insurgents had taken control of an entire suburb in the southwest corner of Aleppo. The United States has ordered family members of the U.S. consulate staff in Istanbul to leave Turkey because of the threat from extremist groups. The State Department said the evacuation order announced Saturday was based on intelligence showing extremist groups are continuing aggressive efforts to attack U.S. citizens in areas of Istanbul. No specific threats were listed. U.S. officials said the consulate in Istanbul will remain open and fully staffed despite the evacuations. The order is limited to Istanbul. Three crew members from the International Space Station are headed back to Earth after leaving the orbiter early Sunday. Russian Commander Anatoly Ivanishin, Flight Engineer Kate Rubens of NASA, and Takunya Onishi of Japan are expected to land in Kazakhstan after a 3.5-hour flight. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.